When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Be warned that once you pick up a refreshingly cold drink from McDonald's and people see just how refreshingly cold that drink from McDonald's is, you may create drink envy. Because there are drinks, then there are drinks from McDonald's.
For a morning brew that really creates a stir, get any size iced coffee, including caramel and French vanilla, for just 99 cents before 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you throw an interception in practice and watch it on film afterwards, what's your process of assessing yourself on that play?
It depends on, you know, what kind of pick it is. If I'm trying to fit it in a window and trying to just be aggressive, or I just couldn't see a guy, like, those are the questions you got to ask yourself, and that's what I do ask myself. And obviously I get pretty mad at myself in terms of, dude, you turn the ball over and you can't do that. So it's finding a way to grow mentally for myself in terms of, dude, you can't do that, or hey, I was being aggressive here and we're just trying it out and I'm seeing if I can do it with this guy in that kind of window or that kind of look. And so but at the end of the day, I'm not just out there trying to just throw the ball up and act like it's camp and I don't care, because I do. So
Jordan Mason was talking to us yesterday and said that he sunk $3,000 into a jugs machine and had his dad shoot him passes like tons during the off season to upgrade his receiving skills. Have you noticed an upgrade in his receiving skills?
Yeah. JP looks great, man. He's on top of his stuff, and just in terms of the run game and the fits and his pass protection, like just seeing it as a running back, you could tell he's on it. And then when he gets out and for checkdowns, and he's where he's supposed to be, he's got great hands. He's the kind of guy that we've trusted in the past, but even more so now. He's shown it time and time again, and he's building pretty good practices. So we're excited about it, and you know, obviously the more guys in the running back room, the better. So proud of him.
A lot about the physical and mental benefits of having that full off season. From a leadership standpoint, have you felt just being out there every day and getting all those reps in the spring just making you feel more comfortable in terms of commanding the huddle or just feeling like you're in charge out there?
Yeah. When I first came in the NFL, like as a rookie and even last year coming off like the surgery and stuff, there's a little timidness in terms of, all right, like you go in, you got to say the play, you got to say it correctly. You break the huddle and what are my reads and this and that. But now it's like I feel good with the guys, with the language of the offense, and I can see it in my mind quicker when coach calls a play. So it's a lot more smooth for me, and I love that. But I still got to find that, like, that edge every day of, all right, I have to find ways to be uncomfortable and still walk in the huddle, command it, break it, and not just think that the game's easy, because it's not. It's never going to be easy, and I got to continue to push myself in that way. But in terms of hearing the play, getting in the huddle, speaking to the guys, saying little things outside of the play, like, hey, reminder, this, that, I feel a lot better with that. So
can you expound on that? How do you find ways to make yourself feel uncomfortable?
Just like the play clock. You know, Greasy has the play clock going up, so I'm not back there thinking about the play all day, walking in the huddle. It's like having that sense of urgency. Like, all right, I know the play. I know what I have to do on this, but it's getting in the huddle, getting some sense of urgency, getting up to the clock. We got 3 seconds left, and even in practice, like, guys want to get set and then we motion, but my thing is like walk up and hey, let's go, we don't have time. And so like let's make it more game realistic. So that's the level that I'm at now with it.
Rock, you mentioned you're upset obviously to throw a training camp interception. Much was made of the other day. You threw 4 picks in your last 5 attempts. I mean, after something like that, are you like, you know, get out of my way, I'm super pissed, or like Is it just like, okay, you know, I understand why these things happen? Or I guess what's your emotions? Because it became like a, whether you know it or not, a national story.
Yeah. No, I take pride in protecting the ball for our offense and our team. And so obviously I'm mad when I'm not completing the ball to our guys and it's going to the defense. So and I'm hard on myself and the coaches are too. Like, we have a standard here. So it's not like I said, we're just going out and just because it's practice, it's okay to throw picks. Like, no, there's still a standard here. And so but with that is, I know you guys have heard me say this all over the media, but it now's the time to be trying out some stuff in terms of throwing some windows and some tight coverages and whatnot. But you know, I still got to grow. I still got to be better, and I'm hard on myself with it. But you know, now's the time to do it. I remember last year coming off my UCL at practice, I was throwing some stuff, and I threw multiple days of picks and stuff. But you get into the season, and you're ready for those moments, and you're ready to execute and protect the ball. So that's where we're at in the time of year.
You were on the field after practice doing some extra reps with the guys at catching. What were you working on?
Just throwing on the run. You know, I feel like at practice, I can continue to get better at throwing on the run and being in time. I'm throwing on the run. So today after practice, I just wanted to hone in on, you know, we have a day off tomorrow, so I wanted to get after it in terms of staying on the move, being accurate with the throws, and trying to get better.
Like today with no Debo, no McCaffrey, no Ayuk, guys you would be throwing to a lot of games. How does a day like today benefit you?
It's good. I mean, obviously we have like our star players not getting a whole lot of reps, so we have other guys stepping up, and for me it's all right, regardless of the mismatches and all that kind of stuff, I'm gonna drop back, go through my reads, and I gotta be efficient regardless of, you know, not having my guys out there. So stepping up, going through reads, hitting Chris Conley over the middle, checking the ball down, like being smart. It makes me, you know, play quarterback really efficiently. Not saying when they are on the field, I'm not. But when they are on the field, I'm a little, my antenna's up in terms of, all right, if I do get this look, I'm more tentative to throwing Ayuk or Debo. So a day like this was good for me to just go through reads, take completions, and be efficient.
Or Brock, if a new receiver walks in the room, how long does it typically take you rep-wise before you feel real comfortable with that receiver?
Probably, you know, like maybe a couple weeks, to be honest. You know, we have to go over so much detail within our routes, our concepts, our timing, all of that. It's not a couple days and then you feel good and you're ready to go play a game. Like, it takes time, especially in this offense. Like, everything is so detailed within our offense and our scheme that I have to have a guy come in and learn and understand things and where to be and the timing of a concept, not doing too much in his route and stuff. All those things take time. And so, I mean, I'd probably say a couple weeks if that were the case, but yeah.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A couple weeks. weeks with Ricky Pearsall. What have been your kind of impressions of him as he goes through his first camp here?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's getting better and better, just more comfortable within our offense. But you know, I think we need more reps, you know, to throw him the ball, need more opportunities and looks. And that'll come. I'm confident in that. But last couple of days, like, I've tried to get him the ball and stuff, and whether he's trying to get held or trying to get in and out of cuts, like, it's sometimes tough at practice because you don't always get the cleanest look, so you're trying to make it happen. But he's doing a good job. He's picking up the playbook. He's learning it real well. And, you know, from what we did in the OTAs, and then he had a little setback with his hamstring, so we just got to get back on track with that. But I'm confident that we will.
Brock, some of the rapport and timing with Conley back to the Packers game in the playoffs on that out, but it seems like this camp, he's been a much more featured target. Has that kind of rapport, how has it grown with him getting more reps, you know, with the first team and all that with you?
Yeah, I mean, dude, Chris has that veteran mindset. He's smart, and sort of like what I was talking about, just in terms of, you know, he understands the details of our offense, and he understands where he needs to be, the timing, of the concepts and the plays, and so you know, Chris, obviously, he's just got that older veteran-ness to him, where, you know, he's smart within plays and reads, and knows where to be and where we need him to be. So you know, we've grown obviously from last year playoff games. There's been some clutch plays between us, and he's been where he needs to be. And so in camp, man, he's come in, you know, ready to roll. Like, he's got fresh legs. He's moving quick. And like I said, like, we've been able to connect. And that's because he sees the defense really well, and he's supposed to be where he needs to be. So he's done a great job.
Rob, even over your preseason game plan, do you anticipate seeing the field next weekend?
We haven't talked about that. So we're taking one day at a time. And I think it all just depends on how practices go and my reps and how I'm feeling and stuff. But I'm sure we'll make a decision here as the game comes closer. So,
Lenore has earned a lot of praise in camp so far. What have you seen going up against him every day?
Yeah, he's a baller, man. He's got just good ball instincts, and he understands football well. He's gotten more and more reps, obviously, as his career's gone on. And you know, for us, like, every time we walk up to the line and I see him in man coverage, I'm like, all right, this is gonna be a battle here. So he pushes our guys. He pushes me. You know, I got to be accurate with the ball because he's gonna be on the back hit pretty tightly, and you know, he's made some really good plays. So going up against him and a bunch of the DBs, man, you know, Ike and then obviously the linebackers in the middle and Tig in the back, like, we got a great defense going up every rep. So they're all pushing us, but Demo's doing a great job.
Any early impressions of Mordecai, the rookie?
Yeah, you know, he's come in and he's just put his head down and he's gone to work. He's studied his butt off, and in meetings, you know, Greasy's asking him a lot of the questions and stuff to push him and help him continue to develop. And after practice, he's staying. And then, you know, when he's gotten his rep so far, the last couple of days, he's done really well. He's taken what the defense has given him. He's been ready for his opportunity. And I'm happy to see his success. And I know he's going to continue to grow. So Tanner can rip it. So I'm excited for him.
Last one. Serious question, but I mean, you make relatively little in salary, and so you've done a lot of, you know, commercials and stuff. Does that provide a nice supplemental income? Like, seriously.
Next question.
And like, how is it? I assume you've got a lot of opportunities, and you probably haven't taken them all. But what is the process like? Is it your agent says, "Hey, Brock, what about this?" Or you just how is it presented to you, and how do you decide, okay, that sounds good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, obviously, I don't make a whole lot. I make a good amount playing football, but you know, just with the lifestyle and the privacy for my wife and I, and the things that we're able to do with my family outside of football, you know, we got to make some kind of money somehow, you know, and so marketing is a great opportunity for us. And so, yeah, a business or organization will hit up my agent, and he'll bring it to me, and he'll say, hey, this aligns with who you are and what you believe, or this might not, so we can pass on it. So, I mean, those are the decisions that go into it. But, you know, for me, like I said, I'm trying to, you know, provide for my wife and my family moving forward with our life, because you never know, tomorrow's not promised. So, we've tried to be smart about it, but there's been some good opportunities this off season, and that's why I've been able to do some. So,
privacy. I mean, is it to a point where it may be impractical for you, given your reach a level of fame, to like be hanging out in some random apartment complex and saying hi to Joe Blow, you know, as you leave? Like, is that what kind of you're getting at?
Yeah, I mean, just that or, like, how do I describe it? Like, yeah, just security, you know, with our house, where we live, and when we travel and stuff, being able to, you know, fly first class and do like those kinds of things, and Ubers, like the more expensive ones where they're more private, like I don't know how to describe it, but I'm just thinking long term for my wife and I, like, yes, like the privacy aspect, like with privacy comes expenses, and it's a little bit more expensive with that kind of lifestyle, so that's what I'm thinking of. But
Mark, these training camp practices, they're pretty well scripted, so I'm wondering, you don't go off script much, and how do you kind of work on your improvisational skills, I guess, in camp or in the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, once you get in the season and like a regular season game, you know, things break down. That's part of football, you know, going off schedule and finding guys in the scramble drill and all that kind of stuff. So when you're in practice, you got your scripted plays and you want to be on time, you want to go through your progressions. But the minute something breaks down, for me, I'm still trying to treat it like a live rep, you know, like, and it really is for the receivers as well, like for us to find each other, find open space, and work on those kinds of things. If you just sit there and take a sack, which it might be in a game, but for practice, it's like, hey, let's continue to try to find something to work on. So that's how I look at it.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.